Larry, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm really grateful for this opportunity to express to you and your listeners as to what my high school FFA experience meant to me. I started high school in 1964. I graduated from high school in 1968. And when I graduated from high school, I was confident. I was just ready to take on the world. I was ready for life. But I knew that I did not have all the answers, but I really had full faith and confidence that because of my FFA experience for 4 years, that I would figure life out as it came my way. Now, I wasn't that way when I started high school. I started high school very bashful, actually scared and intimidated. I felt like an outsider going to town to school because I had just finished 8 years of grade school in three different country schools. So going to town to school was intimidating to me because I was uneasy about the fact that I'm now going to interact with town people, town kids, when all my grade school years had been with nothing but farm families. I had farm families as neighbors and as families in my church and in the country and in my schools in the country. As a farm kid, I signed up for vocational agriculture classes and I joined the FFA. And next to my relationship with God, that was the best thing I had going for me at that time in my life because I had 4 years of a structured learning situation, an environment through the FFA where I felt like I was getting a grasp for how to manage my life. I had an FFA advisor that took it serious, took it personal, whether I succeeded or failed in life. So it was a good environment for me, and I feel like I flourished because of that. During my 4 years in FFA, I truly learned the value of patriotism, of love of my country. I learned the value of manners and respect as a means of interacting with my fellow students and then my fellow man all of my life. And I learned the value of organization and discipline as a way of managing my life for the entirety of my life. And probably a big deal is I learned how to manage money, which is really simple. You don't spend more than you have, and you don't spend more than you make. And for gosh sakes, you don't spend more than you have any potential to make. You could call it a budget. Also important to me is I feel like I learned how to think. I learned that your brain is not something that you leave at that primitive place it was when you were born. It's not at that, you shouldn't leave it at that primitive place it was when you started high school. You can't leave it at that primitive place it is when you leave high school. And so I feel like I learned how to think objectively and critically based upon facts, truth, logic, and common sense. So I feel like I learned how to think based on facts, truth, logic, and common sense, and not think based on wishes. I became independent. I became self-reliant, and I developed a lifelong desire to be relevant for as long as I live, which simply means I want to matter to the world and my family and my fellow man for as long as I'm alive. Could be the most important thing I learned was I learned the value of hard work, patience, and delayed gratification. I learned that hard work, patience, and delayed gratification is the great equalizer in life, that no matter what your deficiencies might be, they can be overcome with hard work, diligence, patience, delayed gratification. So hard work, patience, and delayed gratification became the cornerstone of my life. And just so you know, delayed gratification as a method of rewarding yourself is so superior to immediate gratification, which is nothing but a sugar high that does not last. Delayed gratification is patience on steroids. It's not the patience of a day, a week, a month, or a year. It is the patience of years and years and years and years. So as you can see, my four-year high school experience in FFA was very, very valuable to my life. But I can actually go back to my very first year in high school as a freshman, my year as a greenhand in FFA, because I feel like this was the year as a 14-year-old kid in high school, the year that I first started to figure out how to have a good life, how to have a successful life. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about financial success, although that has importance, but I'm really talking about heart, mind, body, and soul issues. If you positively manage your heart, mind, body, and soul issues, money will show up as a byproduct. The adequate amount of money will show up, will be there for your needs. Again, my whole greenhand experience was a come-out year for me, where I started to leave that bashful place I started high school in and feeling more confident. And I can actually go back to my first month in FFA, my first month in VOAG class. I was given the assignment, like my whole all of my classmates, of memorizing the FFA creed and reciting it for a grade. And that was a daunting experience to me because it's 250 words, five paragraphs, and it was words that I wasn't used to because of the culture that I grew up in, paragraph and sentence structure that wasn't in my routine way of talking or thinking or communicating. And so it was a challenging experience. It felt to me like I was memorizing 250 words of Chinese. But little by little, as I was getting the memorization completed, I started paying attention to the words. And then little by little, I started to realize that these words have value, these words have meaning, and these words have relevance to me. And I started to realize that the author of this FFA creed did not write these words to be a source of harassment to me, to annoy me because I had to memorize them. This document, this FFA creed, was meant to be a source of inspiration and a source of guidance for the entirety of my life, my whole life. And so to this day, I say my FFA creed that I memorized in 1964, I say it every day. And just so our listeners know, a creed is a set of beliefs that guide your behaviors and actions and therefore guide your life. My FFA creed has meant a lot to my life. So I owe a lot to my FFA experience, and I'm grateful to share this with your listeners. I speak to freshman kids, green hands, all over the state of Missouri, actually, to express what the value of my FFA experience was to me. So when I say that I say my FFA creed every day, it's really my modified version. The FFA creed, in actuality, is 250 words, and it is rather wordy, and there's five paragraphs. But like any document, first one or two sentences in each paragraph tells what the whole paragraph is about, and so therefore that's where the value is. So in order for me to say it on a daily basis, it's just easier to say my modified version. And so I'm going to give you my modified version of the FFA creed. And by the way, I learned over the course of my life through reading a book called The Power of Positive Thinking by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, in his book that he released in 1952, and it was a bestseller. It sold millions of copies all over the world, written in many different languages. And in his book, Dr. Peale makes the point that people that are positive, think positive, act positive, feel positive, but actually are positive, have a much greater chance of having a successful life and a happy life, a life where every day they are enthused when they get up, they're inspired during the day, and they're content when they go to bed at night. And one of the significant things that Dr. Peale pushed in his book was the daily saying of memorized affirmations. An affirmation that just simply means to declare positive. And affirmation can be a Bible verse, it can be a prayer, it can be a song, it can be a poem, it can be a saying from a famous person. But he certainly did push prayers and Bible verses the most, and the Bible verse he pushed the most was, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And he says when you're really having a tough time, this is your go-to affirmation, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So that has always meant a lot to me, but when I read this book in when I was 30 years old, I realized that I had already been doing a daily affirmation since I was 14 years old, which was my FFA creed. So let me give you my modified version of the FFA creed. It goes like this: I believe in the future of agriculture, but also believe in the future of America. That's my add-on. With a faith born not of words, but of deeds, achievements won by present and past generations. That simply means, and I've learned this over the course of my life, that what you say has no value. Your words are meaningless unless they are backed up with some sort of behaviors and positive action steps that say you're going to do what you say you're going to do. In all my life, I've watched people say things out loud, their wishes, their wants, their desires, and their dreams. Facebook comes along and people post it on social media, the same thing, their wishes and their wants and their desires. What I've learned is that people will listen to you, they will hear you, they will read your stuff, but if they don't see you actually doing anything to make your words come to pass, They will absolutely quit listening to you. And if you keep it up, they will think you're a whiner and a fraud, and you'll absolutely have no credibility for the rest of your life. So this was valuable to me in this paragraph for that reason. The second paragraph is, I believe that to live and work on a good farm or to be engaged in other agricultural pursuits is pleasant as well as challenging. After high school and college, I've lived lots of life in apartments and trailer courts and small houses, big houses, and for the last 6 years, I've lived on 23 acres, and I have returned to my roots, and I'm just happier than I've ever been. So once this farm life gets in your blood, it's hard to not want to have a life where you're managing property. So I'm living the dream right now, and this paragraph guided me there. Third paragraph is, I believe in leadership from ourselves and respect from others. This is a challenging paragraph because leadership requires great courage, and leaders do not always get the respect of their peers, usually due to petty jealousy. But every culture, every community, every team, every town, every county, every state needs leaders and helpers. And everybody has some ability to be a leader and some ability to be a helper. The important thing is, whatever grouping of people that you're involved in, do not be the negative person that drags it down. Be the positive person that enhances the culture that you're in. In this paragraph is also, I believe, then my ability to work efficiently and to think clearly. It's a powerful sentence, but it's only words unless you put that sentence into action. I believe in my own ability to work efficiently and to think clearly. Fourth paragraph meant the most to my life. It goes like this, I believe in less dependence on begging and more power in bargaining. I call it more power in working. I had a desire to go to college pretty early in my life. As an investment in my life, that, I'm going to stop right now by saying that's not me saying that college is what everybody should do. There are a lot of ways to have a good life. You can go to tech schools to pick up a trade. You can go in the military and come out of the military with a skill or a trade, or you can have the money by your military experience to then go to a college or a trade school. You can also do on-the-job training, such as by being a plumber, an electrician, a heating and cooling person. I guarantee you, these people are the most important people in my life because when I have a problem, I want them to come as soon as possible and I'll pay them whatever they want. So there are lots of non-college jobs out there. But for me, I went to college. It was made pretty obvious to me by my dad early in my high school life that I wasn't going to get any financial help from my dad. My dad loved me dearly, but it wasn't in the cards for him to pay any money for my college. So through my FFA experience for 4 years, my FFA farming project, I saved enough money to go to college for 2 years, and I ended up going to college for seven. When I went to college, I had part-time jobs all the time, $1.25 an hour at that time. I worked at a pizza parlor, and I made a lot of pizza. I got better jobs along the way because as I always worked, I always created a good work resume, and every time I went to get a better job, I was always able to get that better job because of my work history and because I had people that would vouch for my work history. My last job before I graduated was as a technician in emergency hours at the Mizzou Teaching Hospital. I'm talking about the human hospital now. You know I'm a veterinarian, but it's at the teaching hospital that I got a job after hours as a blood bank technician. And I got that job. It was a $3 an hour job, and at that time, minimum wage was $1.25, so that was huge for me. And the reason I got that good job is because I had a work resume that said, this guy is dependable, he'll show up, you can turn that lab over to him at night and go home. This is not me bragging on myself. This is me saying I got this behaviors through my FFA experience. I want to make sure that's very, very clear here. When I graduated from college, I had absolutely no college debt. And so it drives me crazy when college debt is a political football anymore. The college debt is not the fault of society, and it's not the fault of a government. It's the fault of the person that, you know, that borrows the money irresponsibly many times. So this paragraph had a huge, huge impact upon my life. Quite frankly, I can go much further by saying I'm 69 years old. I have not retired. I still work 60 to 80 hours a week. I have no interest in retiring because I just simply want to be relevant for the entirety of my life. I don't even draw my Social Security yet because I just don't want getting a government check at this point in time in my life. Last sentence was, I believe that I can exert an influence in my home and community, which will stand solid for my part. I think everybody needs to give back to the community, and this is what you get out of your FFA experience. So I strongly believe that I've had a successful life in a lot of ways, financially and spiritually, emotionally, and so forth and so on. I believe my FFA experience played a huge role in me feeling like an all-around successful person. Larry, in conclusion, I want to say this. I think kids that get involved in the FFA program have an edge on their peers. They have an advantage over their fellow students. These FFA kids that wear these national blue and corn gold jackets, I believe they have a leg up on life when they graduate from high school. Just imagine if you graduate from high school with this understanding that you know how to manage money and that you use manners and respect as a way of interacting with your fellow man, and that organization and discipline is how you manage your life, and that you've learned how to think based upon facts, truth, logic, and common sense, and that hard work, patience, and delayed gratification is the cornerstone of your life. I think that's a can't-miss, a slam-dunk formula for having a good and successful life. Thank you very much, Larry.